The Times editorial board opened its endorsements describing Los Angeles as an underachieving city and partly blames the LA City Council for negotiating unaffordable city contracts. But the Times editorial board praised Garcetti's finesse in handling difficult labor negotiations during his 12 years as a member of the LA City Council, 6 of those years serving as the council's president. It also cites his role in the revitalization of Northeast Los Angeles neighborhoods, including Hollywood and Echo Park. In choosing Garcetti, the Times acknowledged there is no obvious superior choice when it comes to the entire pool of candidates, which includes Wendy Gruhl, Jan Perry, Kevin James, and Emmanuel Platez. Rafael Sonnenschein is executive director of the Pat Brown Institute at Cal State Los Angeles. He says the Times has a large enough readership to potentially sway voters.
It's going to reach a certain audience that tends to be a high turnout electorate in city elections. So while the endorsement was not, you know, totally enthusiastic for Garcetti, it sort of talked about his potential to become a very good mayor.
Sonnenschein says that though the LA Times carries a lot of weight with voters, it is just one of a number of important endorsements during this mayoral election.
Former Mayor Reardon has endorsed Kevin James. The Daily News, which has a lot of clout in the Valley, has endorsed Wendy Gruhl. And Gruhl has a number of endorsements from both labor unions and business that at the end of the day can turn out a lot of voters, especially labor. So it's a pretty crowded field of endorsements. The Times does not stand alone.
LA Mayors Antonia Villaraigosa and Tom Bradley were endorsed by the Times during their mayoral run. Denise Guerra, Annenberg Radio News.